I spy with my little eye something beginning with. I wonder if you've ever played that game. I remember that when we had two boys and they were small, we used to play it, especially when we had to travel long journeys in the car. And that kept them busy. I spy with my little eye something beginning. And of course, there were plenty of things that we could think about. I want to tell you a spy story today. It's different. Not just I spy with my little eye. It was like this, boys and girls. Two armies were at war, and one of them was seeking to attack the other. And they laid their plans carefully. They thought, we know exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to attack them and how we're going to overcome them and win the war. And so they planned. And then they made their attack. And to their surprise, the other army was waiting for them. And they were pushed back and they were defeated. And they thought, we'll do it again. And they laid a different plan. And they planned once more. And the same thing happened. And they couldn't believe it. And the king called his generals together. And he said to them, what has happened? Who has told the other army about what I have planned to do and what we have planned to do and when we plan to attack? And one of his servants spoke up and he said, it's not like that. It's not one of us that has told them what's going to do. But there is a man. He's a prophet. He's able to tell things that happen, even with the things that you think about when you're in your bedroom. He is able to tell those things. Where does he live? Because we'll have to deal with him first and foremost, the king said. If we're going to win this war, we're going to have to put him out of action completely. They discovered where the man of God was, the prophet, and they laid their plans carefully, and they surrounded the town where he was living. And in the morning, when the prophet woke up and his young servant woke up, he was horrified. Absolutely horrified to discover that there was the enemy surrounding the city entirely. What are we going to do? Said the young man to the prophet. What are we going to do? We're going to be killed. And then the prophet did something strange. He said, first of all, he said to him, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because those that are with us are more than those that are against us. And then he said something strange. He said, just a short prayer. And he said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. Of course his eyes were open, weren't they? He could see the enemy. He could see the army all around. And he was fearful. But there was something that he missed. Something that he couldn't see. And when the prophet prayed, the young man's eyes were opened to see something that he had missed completely. And that was that between him and the enemy were the armies of the Lord. And you know, sometimes we forget that there is one who's with us. Sometimes we only see the things that are around us. And we forget that there's one who has promised never to leave us or forsake us. One who will be with us every step of the way if you and I ask him. Oh yes, we've got to ask him first of all into our hearts and into our lives. But then when we do that, he has promised that he will be with us. And no matter what comes against us, no matter who would seek to be against us and to offend us, he is there. And we need to remember that, and we need to ask his help, and to ask indeed that he would open our eyes. I remember when I was a little boy, I learned a chorus and it went like this, and I haven't heard it for a very long time. When hosts of sin encompass me, when tempted not to trust in thee. Open my eyes that I may see Jesus is nearer and stronger. And that's it, boys and girls. We need to remember that he has promised to be with us and that he is nearer and stronger.